Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's Friday. You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Come on. And today we celebrate Friday the 13th and Father's Day on a Bad Choice Friday. Your choice is today, Superstition from Stevie Wonder. That represents, obviously, the Friday the 13th aspect. Creed, well, that's the king of dad rock there. So is it Creed higher or Stevie Wonder Superstition? Mike, how was the voting?
It was, you know, it got a little bit closer there in the end there, Miles. But at the end of the day, it was a 57-43 split. And today is not Father's Day. It is Friday the 13th. We're feeling a little superstitious on a Bad Choice.
Welcome to the weekend. You're listening to The Men's Room, 99.9 KISW Seattle.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Now for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Seth Meyers, Colbert,
Stephen,
Tomlinson,
Taylor,
or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right there in the title. These guys have teams of talents and writers help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Sad news from the entertainment world is legendary musician from the Beach Boys, Brian Wilson, has passed away. And I think it's about time everyone knows Kokomo is not a real place.
Seth Meyers.
Ted Smith.
Yeah, it was me.
I knew it was too good to be true.
Aruba.
Jamaica.
Well, everything else is real.
That's what I'm saying. The whole entire song is real except for the name of the song.
Yeah.
Come on, Brady. That's why he's offering to take it.
Largo, Montego.
Baby, why don't we go down to Kokomo?
A place that doesn't exist.
We loved that song as kids. That was on repeat.
I still love it. I'm a Beach Boy fan.
Look, they build those communities all the time in Florida. They're all brand new. The villages.
Kokomo communities?
Just name it Kokomo.
All right.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
I mean, seriously.
That place would sell out in a heartbeat.
Heritage Auctions has announced that it will hold a sale next month of movie props, including items from Star Wars, Indiana Jones, and Citizen Kane. Now you can own memorabilia from two of your favorite movies, plus the movie you tell people is your favorite movie.
Kimmel.
Myers.
Heritage Auctions has announced it will hold a sale next month of movie props, including items from The Empire Strikes Back, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, and Citizen Kane. Now you can own memorabilia from two of your favorite movies, plus the movie you tell people is your favorite movie.
Hot take. Anybody who says that they like Citizen Kane is told that they like Citizen Kane.
Well, if they mean it, they're the dullest person you're ever going to meet in your life.
God, it sucked.
A new study shows cold plunges, while very popular, may interfere with muscle recovery after scientists recruited 12 healthy young men who sweated through a tough session of leg exercises, then cold plunged as scientists checked their blood flow. The study was published in a New England Journal of... Is this porn? Because this really sounds like porn.
Colbert.
Myers.
That's Colbert.
New study shows that cold plunges, while very popular, may interfere with muscle recovery after scientists recruited 12 healthy young men who sweated through a tough session of leg exercises, then cold plunged as scientists checked their blood flow. The study was published in the New England Journal of, is this porn? Because this really sounds like porn.
You cold plunge in the morning.
Yeah.
Or sometimes football players do it after a summertime workout, but like, that's just to get their temp down.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody that really generally does it right after a workout.
Like an ice bath or something like that?
Yeah.
Right.
Who has that much ice?
No kidding.
Right on command.
They have, like, you can order online.
There's this...
Here, have one for your home. I'm like, I don't have the ice. Where do you want one? Where the hell do I get this ice?
Most of them, you could just... You don't need ice. You just gotta keep it cold.
Just keep it cold. There's, like, one dude on TikTok who's, like, 500 days straight of just doing nothing but cold plunges.
But all the videos, they're covered in ice.
Yes!
There's no way.
He has to break it with a freaking mallet every morning. Like, what?
A man was recently arrested at a Florida strip club after he allegedly called 911 from a private room to complain that he had paid $300, but the dancer refused to have sex with him. Of course, it's still Florida 911, so I'm sure they were like, try 500?
Fallon?
Kimmel.
Seth Meyers.
A man was recently arrested at a Florida strip club after he allegedly called 911 from a private room to complain that he had to pay $300. But the dancer refused to have sex with them. Of course, it's still Florida 911, so I'm sure they were like, try 500?
Yeah, I mean, some people, you do see the videos and they're breaking it up with the ice. But traditionally, you just need a cold tub.
Right.
And then ice bath is more for recovery.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. But if you want to go swimming in ice, go ahead. And if you're outdoors, like now there's like, I know in Austin they have these like cold plunge and coffee events.
Well, the whole idea was, the scientist said, it restricts blood flow.
Well, yeah, it's cold. Yeah,
it's what it's supposed does. To do. That's why if you have a right, sprained ankle, you put a bag of ice on it.
Yeah,
so it doesn't correct. Pump up full of blood.
This is kind of interesting, all right? We all know Joey from Friends.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Did anybody else in here watch Blossom?
No.
No. I knew it was on. I was just a little too old for it.
You guys are a little too old. Mike's probably too young for it. I used to watch Blossom.
All right.
So Joey Lawrence, who was Joey on Blossom,
mm-hmm.
he claims Matt LeBlanc's character was based on his character, which isn't
it's
that
not
far
a stretch,
off.
Just kind of dumb, lovable, whatever.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Whoa.
Lawrence said Joey Russo was so successful when they were creating Friends, they wanted a 25-year-old version of that. Supposedly, Matt's character wasn't even originally called Joey, but they changed it because the Blossom character was so successful. Joey even claims that Matt was sent tapings of Blossom where he would quote, sit up in the audience with a yellow notepad, or he was sent to tapings and take notes on how he portrayed Joey Russo. So, I mean, that's pretty cool.
That's kind of cool. Flattering. Or is he bitter about it?
No. He says they wanted Matt to bring the innocence of Joey Russo to Joey Tribbiani so the character could, quote, get away with his womanizing.
Okay.
You know what? That makes sense.
That's fair.
And he did.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, listen, as much as the dumb hot chick is a thing, dumb hot dude is a thing, too.
Always, yeah.
Right? Like, you ever seen the cinema classic Airheads?
I did not. Hold on, don't tell me who was on that. One of them, who's the guy I do not think is funny? Encino Man.
Nicolas Cage.
No.
Nicolas Cage was not Encino Man. he just came back.
His mom owns the comedy club.
Was that Brendan Fraser?
Pauly Shore?
Pauly Shore. Was he in that?
No. Brendan Fraser was.
Never mind.
Who was in Encino Man as
Damn
well.
Damn it. Okay.
Yeah. Brendan Fraser, Steve Buscemi.
Yep.
So they're like a rock band trying to get, and Adam Sandler plays, he's young in his career, and he's like the dumb hot guy in the band. And he gets laid and this and that. So it's pretty funny, but I just.
Well, look at Tommy Lee, right? When you take Motley Crue. Any interview, any excerpt that you see, Tommy Lee's like, right? He's just this big, dumb, goofy guy, and he slayed more ass than anyone in the band.
But you realize that's Tommy Lee.
No, I mean, like, he's legit.
Not, I mean, when you watch the Pam and Tommy video,
yeah,
it's almost like you're watching a five-year-old kid having, you know, well.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I mean, like, his mentality is like, oh, look, a bird.
Well, you can go back to, like, Seinfeld kind of coined the term mimbo instead of bimbo. It's like a male bimbo. Yeah. Really, that's what I'm saying. I think the hot, dumb person, whether it's a male or a female, is always going to be a thing that that's
absolutely
in stuff.
Yeah. And like you said, the fact that they're innocent, they can get away with crap.
Well, the thing is that on Seinfeld, with the exception of Kramer, they all went out with tons of people.
Yeah.
I mean, every single character on that show.
They did. Jerry went out.
Multiple dates, you know.
Correct. Jerry was always doing stuff. Let's see. We got Father's Day coming up. We talked yesterday about TV dads. Now maybe we're going to watch a movie with dad.
All right.
So I got a list here of the best movies to watch with your dad.
My dad likes Westerns. Like, as a Gary, Westerns or any kind of high action, I could probably Jason Statham night with him.
Yeah.
Right? Because his whole thing, and he says this to my mother, and he has refined this over the years. He's like, if mom asked me if I want to go see a movie, it was Terms of Endearment when the movie came in. He doesn't know anything about it, so he just says, look, man, I don't want one of your chick flicky things. Does anyone die? She says, yeah. And they do. And it's a slow death through cancer, and it's a sad thing. So then it was like, do they die or are they murdered? My mother said, oh, they're murdered. But then he found out that happened at the beginning of the movie, and it's some love. So finally he's like, is there a car chase? Are there explosions? And when someone shoots someone, do they have a clever one-liner? If all of the answers to those are yes, I will go see the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, good looking out.
I think like dumb comedies would be good for my dad.
The
it's
old
like
man.
Airplane, sure. Caddyshack, those type of flicks.
Yeah. My old man likes war movies. He likes action movies. Anything with a vulgar display of power.
Okay. All right.
I'm kind of in between, right? Like dumb stuff with my dad, but we watched a lot of like war movies or history stuff. So they got a bunch on the list. They said Cheaper by the Dozen.
Okay.
I know the name. What was that about?
That was Steve Martin and Hunt. Bonnie Hunt.
Helen Hunt?
No, it was Bonnie Hunt.
All right.
Yeah. Sorry.
I don't know who Bonnie Hunt is.
It's her sister.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, she's in a handful of different things. And they had,
I know who Bonnie Blue is.
They had 12 kids.
Taken. 2008.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's my dad's kind of movie.
My dad liked that one, too. Plus, it's a great movie.
From 1999, Big Daddy, I believe that's a Sandler film.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Pretty funny. 1980, The Shining.
Ooh. That's
really?
A Father's Day?
That seems a little weird.
It's about a bad dad.
But, I mean, well, but you could be an adult, too. And some people like scary movies.
Yeah, true enough.
Yeah, Happy Father's Day. Let's watch The Shining. I'm not feeling that.
Right?
Man.
Yeah.
Let's sit down and watch a Kubrick film.
He was a bad dad, yes.
I'm just trying to see if any of these movies I actually ever watched my dad. Royal Tenenbaums?
Never saw that one.
It's okay.
Really? I like that movie. But I like, what's his name, Wes Anderson?
Wes Anderson, yeah.
Like, I like his strange, odd movies. But to me, Royal Tenenbaums is the best one.
Okay.
Right? You never see
it?
Yeah,
I never saw
Mike,
that one.
You know what, to be honest with you, knowing you, like, I wouldn't bother. It is.
It's not bad, but I don't know if you would enjoy it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you're right. There's a whole vibe to the whole thing. Wes Anderson's very, like you said, you brought up Kubrick. Like, you know when you're seeing a Kubrick movie because there's just a vibe he does. Same thing with this guy.
The Nice Guys. That was a good one back in 2016.
The Nice Guys.
It's like they're badass, like cops and stuff.
Was that Will Ferrell and like Mark Wahlberg or something like that?
I think that was the other guys.
The other guys.
Nice guys, I want to say, is one of the good-looking dudes. Ryan.
Oh, yeah. It's Gosling and Crow.
Yeah. But it's pretty good. Iron Man 3.
Why specifically 3?
That one sucked.
3?
Well, yeah. Maybe your dad likes crappy movies.
Maybe. Gwyneth Paltrow Iron Man.
Yeah.
This one, I'm pretty sure I did watch with my dad. He Got Game came out in 1998.
He Got Game. Nope, I don't remember.
I remember the movie.
I remember the title, but I don't remember anything about it.
We were a big Spike Lee house.
Mm.
Right? That's yeah. I mean, that's a Spike Lee movie.
The Spike Lee joint.
It is Spike Lee joint.
Right. Come on, man.
And then Rosie Perez, first nipple I saw, because
okay,
we were watching.
Right.
We're watching Do the Right Thing.
That's not bad at all.
So, I mean, I think that's part of it. Willow makes the list.
Willow?
That's a weird one.
Yeah. Empire Strikes Back.
Okay.
I'm Your Father. Cool.
Right. Is that the only reason why it's the Father's Day film?
Actually, my son started watching all the Star Wars movies earlier this week, okay? So he started with episode one.
You know, Phantom Menace.
The secret. Right. So we're going through those, and he asked me, because he said, look, I don't know much about Star Wars, but the memes and the quotes are all over the place.
Hell yeah.
So as he's been watching the movies, he has these epiphanies and goes, oh, man, now I see where it comes from, right? He gets the context. So he asked me about, and but this was last night, so we're watching, episode 3. It brings up Empire Strikes Back, and he's like, isn't that the movie where Darth Vader says, Luke, I'm your father, and Luke says, nah. I said, well, I don't think that was his exact quote.
That would have been a better version.
And I was like, he didn't really say, nah.
That would be a meme.
Yeah.
Well, arguably, that's the best movie.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why.
Nah.
Asteroid City makes the list. Parenthood makes the list. I remember going to the theater with my parents to see Parenthood.
Is that another Steve Martin one?
That is another Steve Martin movie. That was 1989. Right, so I mean, I remember going to the theater to watch it because, frankly, as a kid, I didn't get it.
See, I'd do the Jerk or Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Nice.
Jerk was a big one. I remember watching that. Iron Claw. I still haven't seen this one. I do want to see that movie.
That's the one. That's the wrestling one.
Correct.
That was a very sad movie, but it was
I don't want to
movie.
See it.
To right? Kill a Mockingbird.
Jesus.
Oh my God.
Wow.
I remember watching that.
Well, yeah, I mean, but hey, Dad, let's sit on down and watch To Kill a Mockingbird.
Well, maybe you got some, I don't know, you got some stuff to get out.
Come on, Scout, sit down.
No kidding.
Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade.
Hell yeah. I loved that one growing up. That was Sean Connery.
All right, that is the one you say Indiana Jones, that's the one I think of as
loved that one, dude.
A Quiet Place?
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Okay, well, you know what? Krasinski played a very good father in that movie.
Look, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying... I don't know. I don't feel celebratory watching that.
No.
Field of Dreams.
Sure.
Okay, classic.
I remember seeing that in the theater. My dad was crying his eyes out. ironically, I've watched this movie a ton, but generally with my mother, The Godfather.
Nice.
Okay.
That is an older movie that you can bring out of the vault and not, it doesn't matter. It's all good.
Correct. See, I would go two.
Godfather 2?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the best of the three.
Finding Nemo, and then the number one movie to watch with your dad. I can guarantee Miles has watched it with his father. You goddamn love this movie. You bring it up all the time.
Jesus.
It's a comedy.
Caddyshack.
It's a comedy.
Hi. Raisin Arizona.
Oh, yeah. Hey, John. Oh, that's great. Right. Sand.
I'm just like,
sand.
I know you two have watched it. Mm-hmm. You know, you quote that movie more than anybody
else. When the crawl daddies were all done, we ate sand.
You ate sand?
We ate sand.
All right, let's see what's going on this weekend sports-wise. Tonight, you got NBA Finals. That's game 4. Go Indiana Pacers.
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Screw the Thunder. I'm very interested in this game. See what happens there. Saturday at 5 p.m., you got game 5 of the Stanley Cup Finals.
My God.
Game last night went to overtime again. That's a hell of a series, man.
Hell yeah, man.
Let's see. If you're an F1 fan, good news. We don't have to get up early this weekend because they're in Montreal.
Uh-huh.
So that race starts at 11 a.m. on F1. And then, God damn it, every time I think I'm out, History Channel brings me back in. That's like Godfather 3. Sunday night, 10 p.m. on History, the series premiere of Hazardous History with Henley Winkler. Hour-long episode where Winkler looks back at the dangerous pastimes, practices, or products of the past that would never be allowed today.
Don't do this.
So like the uranium toy kit or whatever it was.
Or kids' favorite, bag o' glass.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room. Your chips are going to beg to be dipped Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from our friends at San Juan Salsa Company. Just look for it in the refrigerated section of your local grocer. Fire roasted tomatoes bring the sweet, the heat, and the smoke for an awesome combination of delicious. All the details at KISW.com. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Dip responsibly.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A funeral home director is sorry he left a body in the back of a hearse for over a year. When your plane tips backwards on the runway, you should be entitled to free beer. Woman in China does 200 push-ups a day. Bonus, she is 92. A bear in Florida has a better day than even Winnie the Pooh. And a wedding photographer, he shoots the wrong wedding. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
At our top story, we go to the lovely world of the internet where tea gets spilled. One of the many forums on Reddit, on one of the many forums on Reddit, the story of a wedding photographer popped up who was due to snap some shots of a wedding in a local hotel. Working in pairs, one of the photographers went to the girls' hotel room and took some excellent photos of the bride and her bridesmaids preparing themselves for the big day, while the other found his group heading for the elevator and tagged along to their room to do the same thing. But the problem came when they got to the first reveal photos, and the groomsmen made a few comments at that point that nobody had been in their room to take photos of them getting ready for the wedding. Turns out, they were not the only wedding party getting ready in that hotel that day, and the photographer ended up with a completely different party of groomsmen. Everybody saw the humor in the situation, especially after the photographers gave the paying wedding party a discount on their photos and gifted the other wedding group the photos that were taken as a wedding gift. The only thing that is confusing everybody involved is that nobody in the other groomsmen party said anything about why is this guy here taking photos of us.
They both just figured, especially on the groomsmen side, but
I thought the same thing.
My future wife probably hired him, right? Because we have nothing to do with the wedding other than we are the prop that they kiss.
And we also know that they're going to hire a photographer. The fact that this party didn't have another photographer, like, hey, why are you in here, is the more odd thing to me.
I agree.
But at the same time, I thought the exact same thing. Like, I'm a dude. I didn't know who my photographers were until that day.
Yeah, when I saw them with a camera, like, okay, I assume that person has passed muster because I have no idea who the hell.
Right. If somebody had gone into my wife's camp and when they were getting ready to take pictures, she'd be like, who in the hell are you? Are you with this group?
She would know.
Right. I don't know a damn thing.
It was like the groomsmen, whatever, man.
All right, I've been at so many weddings. Like, you're right. You barely see that photographer through the groomsmen.
Right.
You get a couple random things.
You just assume they're there.
Yeah, makes exactly.
No sense. In other news, a plane in Norway is making the rounds online after there was clearly a little too much junk in the trunk. A video was uploaded to social media that shows the aftermath of what is likely a perfect storm of too much cargo in the back of the plane, as well as some heavier passengers toward the rear of the aircraft.
Oh, man.
As the plane is sitting at its gate with its nose sticking straight in the air as it had tipped backward at some point during deplaning. Many airlines would attempt to guard against such dramatic events with the use of like a tail stand while offloading.
Oh,
no
man.
Injuries were reported in the incident.
Golly. I told you, Linda.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Eat the cheese plate.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's us.
I know.
It's our fault.
I mean, we're looking around. Look.
No.
Oh, no.
That's awful.
Well, and that's always been the argument against, why don't you load the back of the plane first? Because it could tip back. It's like, okay, well, you also got the tail stand over here.
Right.
And these things always deplane front to back. You damn
someone stand up, looking around, going, "It's you too."
It's you.
Golly. God, that sucks.
I saw you at the buffet in the airport.
Jeez, a whiz, man.
Just leaned it back.
I mean, that's Jesus, just God, you got to feel so embarrassed. Oh, no.
Okay, it's no one person's fault, Miles.
But someone gets kicked out.
Someone feels the guilt.
Him.
Right.
There can be 80 people. It's like, yeah, but he's the guy.
You know damn well it's this woman's carry-on bag or something.
I don't care if the person's 180 pounds. The biggest person back there is going to feel like a fat ass back there.
Yeah.
No.
Jesus. And was it? They just loaded it wrong?
I don't they didn't have a tail staff. So it's this staff that they'll put back there that just gives it a little extra support from the ground out there. They didn't have one back there. So I don't know if that's like the sole thing that keeps it from doing that or what. But
here's my thought on this. They were disembarking, right?
Yes.
Okay, so the front of the plane gets off first.
Yes.
The people are still in the back of the plane.
Yes.
All right? The luggage is still in the back of the plane.
Yes.
All the weight's just still in the back of the plane.
Yes.
And
correct.
It just went like this.
But that's true of every flight.
Correct.
That should happen more often. There is no difference with this deplaning than any other one.
Maybe they were just slow on getting the cargo out of the bottom, whereas, you know, if you land, then you could hear them zipping that thing open. With
sure. Or maybe that plane stick hits. Just matters that much.
It might just matter that much.
Yeah.
All I have to say, it wasn't me.
To Florida, where everybody has a sweet tooth. Local wildlife officials got a call about a bear that was sauntering through a neighborhood. Surveillance cameras caught the animal as he found a house that he liked enough and helped himself to the home's backyard. There, the bear took a nice relaxing dip in the home's hot tub before rearranging some of the patio furniture and treated himself to a 6-hour nap.
I like the feng shui.
This is awesome.
That is kind of cool. He rearranged it.
Right? He's grabbing like seat cushions and whatnot, throwing it around like, I'll just sleep here.
Ooh, feel free to join me.
Come on. The bubbles aren't on, but it's still bubbling, if you know what I mean.
Find my meat jacuzzi.
Experts used tactics to get the bear out of the backyard, but ran into a little issue after it took shelter in a nearby tree. This problem was solved thanks to a trap that was set using as bait, delicious donuts.
It'd get me.
Mm-hmm. Eventually, the bear was caught. Here's some donuts, buddy.
We took got a thrill.
Took a 6-hour nap, yeah. Hot tub, donuts.
Ooh,
what a day.
You that know the way to my heart is carbs.
That is the truth, though.
Hell yeah.
It was like a Sunday afternoon. Somebody's like, come on outside, bud. We got Krispy Kreme.
Got Krispy Kreme.
I'd be out there in a heartbeat.
Like, hot tub.
I'll take
a nap outside.
Are they free? All right, I'll come out.
A funeral home director in Colorado has just been issued his sentence after conducting his business poorly. It was recently revealed that on several occasions, he mishandled the corpses that were put into his care, stashing a number of cremated remains in his own apartment, including in the crawl space. But the one that got him caught was when the body of a woman was found in the back of his hearse that he had kept there for 18 months stashed under blankets. What is the smell of that?
Why? What is the point of
that? I think
he
just didn't get to it. He'd given the family somebody else's cremated remains for the funeral service.
He didn't get to a lot of stuff.
And he had 18 months to get to
it. Oh, there's a lot of stuff on that property that was not okay.
And it's not like he was like doing anything nefarious or anything like that. He
literally just didn't
get to it.
The veterinarian told me this when they put Gomez down. She's like, do you want the ashes? Right. And I'm like, is it really Gomez?
No.
She's like, no.
They just scoop a bunch and put it into a box.
We burn like 50 animals at a time, man.
Right.
She's
like,
you're just getting whatever's in there.
Exactly.
I'm like, no, I don't want to carry it around. No.
Right.
I don't want to box that.
Damn, dude. But just in case those storms with a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to China, where age is just a number. A 92-year-old woman is the topic of conversation in the area as she continues to maintain excellent physical condition due to her regular exercise. Due to the amount of rain that falls in the area, she finds herself confined to her own home on most days and passes the time by exercising. She tells local media that while she knows that her form is not the best, she makes sure to get in 200 push-ups and 100 sit-ups each and every day. The former kindergarten teacher claims to enjoy sticking with the types of movement that kids do to maintain her youthful spirit and doesn't have any plans on slowing down anytime soon. Yeah, I'm with you.
That's impressive.
I know,
I know a lot of people that do at least 100 a day, but 200, like, damn.
Right, and 100 sit-ups. How many are you up to there, Steve?
I'm still right around 50.
Yeah.
I think I just stop at 50 now.
Right? But you're doing them in succession, right?
What do you mean?
Just straight
aren't
up
you doing,
pounding
like, seeing
50.
How many you could do in a row?
Yeah, and hit about 50, yeah. And then I'm just
right. Kinda... I don't think she's pumping out 200 at a time.
Oh, there's no freaking
like
way.
I know somebody that does two or 300, but they do it in like 25 sets.
Right.
20, yeah.
I hit my number and I'm like, I'm good.
That's
you know
enough.
What? I should do them twice.
Yeah.
To see if I can build it up.
Men's Room Sports, as he said, you got NBA Finals on tonight over on ABC. The Mariners are hosting the Guardians for the 3-game series all weekend long en route. Tomorrow, Seattle's cricket team plays at 6 p.m. over on Fox 13.
The Orcas?
The Orcas.
Nice.
Yes, sir. As well as the rugby team, the Seawolves, are playing in the conference finals over on Fox at 7 o'clock. The UFL Championship is on ABC at 5, and Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Finals on TNT and True TV on Sunday, along with the Mariners wrapping up the series with a matinee game at 1. The Sounders are hosting the FIFA World Cup soccer match right here at home at 7 o'clock at night. As far as your weather, a good mix of sunshine and clouds all weekend long, with temperatures bouncing from the low 50s to the high 70s. And that'll do it for your headlines tonight with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thanks, sir. We appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend. The lovely Jolene's coming up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.